Well, state regulators were in Asheville yesterday to hear what the public thinks about Duke Energy's plan to cut carbon emissions and meet the energy needs in the state. A state law calls for Duke Energy to reduce its carbon emissions from 2005 levels by 70% by 2030. A number of environmental advocates expressed concern about the proposal, which includes building more methane gas and nuclear power plants rather than relying more heavily on solar and wind power. Kathy Buckley is with the North Carolina Alliance to Protect Our People and Places We Live and spoke to BPR.
I'm very upset that we have the tool to actually make a clean energy transition now. And in North Carolina, we're going to be building more gas plants than any place else in the country. And those gas plants are so bad for the climate.
The Utilities Commission will hold hearings online and in other cities. The next one is today in Charlotte. The panel is expected to decide by the end of the year whether to approve Duke Energy's plan. You can find out more at our website, bpr.org.